It's AAC Plot Points. I'm Ben Walpole. We all want to do something that matters. That's what Isabel Salgado says. She's a civil engineer for the City of Los Angeles Bureau of Engineering and the Social Activities Chair for the ASCE Los Angeles Younger Member Forum. And I think she's right about us wanting to feel like our work matters, that it's connected to something larger, no matter who you are or what you do. One way Isabella has found to do that in her career is by advocating for civil engineering infrastructure funding with elected leaders. She recently came to Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill to be specific, with many other ASCE members from around the country to take part in the annual ASCE legislative fly-in. And today on the podcast, she talks about following in the footsteps of her civil engineering mom, why advocating enlarges her career, and how her first fly-in experience went. And I don't want to spoil anything, but I will say she met a lifelong hero of hers in the halls of Congress. Here's Isabella Salgado. I'm really excited to meet you. I've heard from a couple of our members out there that you're somebody that I really should talk to and kind of get to know, that you're really doing some great things. So I'm excited to talk to you.
Yes, I'm excited to speak with you as well. Thank you.
So tell me about your first ever national legislative fly-in experience. I know we just had that out in D.C. last week, so it's still pretty fresh in your mind. What was that experience like?
Yeah, so I didn't have, much to go off of when I did, sign up for it. I know Matthew Jacobson, so I know he had gone previously, and my other teammate that went with us, Marin Santiago, who's our government affairs chair, were applying and speaking to Congress. To me, that meant something bigger, so I really wanted to be a part of it. When I applied, I wasn't sure if they'd choose me, but I feel very fortunate that I did get chosen. Because after attending my first one, I feel like it's the best conference I've actually been to. And I've been, telling a lot of people this. It felt like I was a part of a bigger picture. It felt very important what we were doing there. And then also hearing from, the speakers and Anna about advocacy, it made me want to be more of an advocate and inspired me. And then also one of the other things that I do want to mention that I did get to, I follow Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, campaign trail, and also just her advocacy. I've followed her since she started, and the opportunity that I got to actually meet her in person and talk to her and take a photo with her was the opportunity of a lifetime for me. And I wouldn't have been given this opportunity had I not, been there speaking to other representatives. So I think overall it was very successful for me, and especially it being my first fly-in. So I'm excited for future fly-ins.
So hold on, we got to go back. So you got to meet AOC. I mean, obviously she's very, very famous, very prominent right now. How did that come about?
Yeah, so actually, I think a lot of people had actually heard about it at the conference that I was looking to meet her because I had talked to Matthew and I had said, hey, I need to meet AOC. I've been in contact with her team, but I haven't heard back. Is there anyone here from New York that I could talk to that could potentially be her rep, and I could maybe, go to the meeting? And nobody had her as a rep, but I think it just kind of became known that I really wanted to meet her. But it was just by luck. I was meeting with Representative Amy Barra, and I was speaking with his staff, and they directed me to her, they explained how to get to her office. And so it was actually down the hall from his office. So it worked out perfectly. I had a little bit of time before I needed to go to a Senate meeting. So we went and stopped by my partner on me, and I stop by, and she has a bunch of sticky notes all over her door, and you can leave her a sticky note. And so I thought, okay, at the very least, I'll just leave her a sticky note. So in the middle of writing her sticky note, she was walking out to go into her office. So it was pure luck.
Well, what was it like? I mean, something you had hoped for. Did it live up to your expectations?
Oh, yes, it did. I was so nervous because to me, I was telling people I feel like she's a celebrity. And I feel like most of them are, even though, you know, they work in government and this is their job, they're being televised and we all know who they are. So it's not the same as, you know, an average person working in government. But it was great. I just, you know, I told her that I've contributed to her campaign and I've never contributed to anybody's campaign. So it really, what she does really means a lot to me, and especially being a Latina and being so young and grassroots, it's truly an inspiration. And she was just very kind, asked me about my background, and yeah, she seems like a very genuine person. So, and to take time out of her day to, you know, stop and talk to me was nice.
And then you're like, look, I'm actually from California, but I'll still tell you about this infrastructure you need to vote for.
I know, that's very true. I actually went to school in New York, but I, besides, you know, going to school in New York, I followed her. So I feel like it means something that it's, you know, a constituent of California to be following someone who's in New York.
That's so cool. I mean, what a great experience, you know, for your first fly-in. That's just really, really great. Well, let me ask you mentioned going to school in New York, and that kind of reminds me. So can you walk us through a little bit your civil engineering journey? Like, how did you get interested in this profession? You know, how did it all begin for you?
Yeah. So my mother is actually a civil engineer. She worked for Caltrans for 30 years. And so I grew up, you know, driving through her projects, seeing all the infrastructure that she was a part of. And I think it inspired me seeing that. And then also, you know, seeing representation, and it gave me that confidence, you know, to be an engineer. So I was actually undeclared when I started. I went to Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York. So a little bit like 4 hours north of New York City, which was shocking for me because coming from California, you kind of just think everything is New York City, or you compare everything to New York City. So my original thought was that it was going to be super close, and that was my dream, was to be in New York City, but actually Syracuse is very far.
I'm sure it was a little shocking the first winter too.
Yeah, it really was. I had to buy coats and like boots, and it's just so different than California, because in California you go to the snow, you know, the snow isn't always there. So yeah, that was definitely a culture shock, and weather change. It was everything. Also being so far away was definitely hard too, but I think it pushed me to be more independent. So I'm very glad for my experience there. I met so many people and did internships over there that now I have contacts on the East Coast, which I'm very grateful for. I ended up moving back after I graduated to LA, and that's how I joined ASCE LA-YMF, because I had most of my friends kind of scattered across the country, and I needed to develop, you know, my network in LA. So I joined LA-YMF, which ended up being really great because I met so many people that I've actually created friendships through. So it's not just professional, it's also personal.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of interesting when you go to college so far away, you come back home to start your career, but it's almost like starting over because probably all your friends aren't from college are everywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of have to build that community and network again. So AC has definitely helped me a lot with that.
Yeah, that's great. It's interesting you mentioned your mother because, you know, I've talked to a lot of engineers over the years who are inspired by a civil engineer in their family. Mm-hmm. But you know, honestly, the vast majority, men and women both, it's usually their dad that was coming from that career. So, you know, that's cool that you had that inspiration and, like you said, that representation. What's it been like kind of sharing a profession with her now?
You know, I'm very grateful, just to touch on a little bit, I'm very grateful that she paved the way for me because she was an immigrant from Mexico, and she really, you know, struggled so that I didn't have to when I started college, because she was able to, you know, go through everything with me, and I really didn't have that first generation struggle like most of my friends did. But yeah, I'm very grateful that, you know, she is a civil engineer and I have that connection with her. It's been really interesting, actually, like being able to work with her. Before I worked for the city of LA, I worked at Answer Advisory, which was my mom's company as well. So we both worked together at the same company, and it felt almost as if like I had protection. I don't know how else to describe it, but
yeah,
as if like I just felt a little more protected, and it was pretty cool being able to go to events with her, and you know, people knew who my mom was, and it's so different. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. If you and your parent can work together, it's a pretty cool experience.
So, you know, as you look forward now to, you know, the rest of your year or whatever your next steps might be in your career, did you first experience the fly-in, talking with elected officials, meeting AOC, all these different engineers you met from around the country? Did you have kind of like a different perspective that you bring home now?
You know, I think so. I think it's, you know, the fly-in definitely, because I feel like we all want to do something that matters and we all want to be advocates. It's finding the time and, you know, growing that passion. I think it definitely did push me more. I'm hoping to become more of an advocate. I think it's just, you know, applying to the right, you know, committees, and then also looking into my, you know, my local government more. But I think it did inspire me because it always felt like something that was so out of reach. Like I had to know more in order to, you know, have a say, but ultimately we know what's going on in our cities and we know what needs to improve. So they do need to hear from us, even if we don't think that we're experts. I mean, we're the ones who are living here and experiencing it on a day to day. So I think us just speaking up is one of the biggest things, and knowing that we can do that, I feel like it's not something that is so far out of reach like we think it is. And just knowing, you know, that we have those, like we have the ability to do that, to speak to our local government, you know, to write to them, to meet with them. I always felt like representatives were, like we could never meet with them, like they were so out of reach for us. But after going, I realized anyone can go to their office, anyone could go inside the House, can go inside the Senate. It's not something, they're there to represent us, and I feel like we forget that most of the time. So I'm excited for what's to come.
You If you want to learn more about how you can join Isabella and advocate with ASCE for the profession, check out the Key Contact program. You can go online at www.asce.org/advocacy/key-contacts. It's a lot, but I'll try again. www.asce.org/advocacy/key-contacts. That's the Key Contact program. It's a great way to get started. ASC Plot Points is a production of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Please subscribe, rate, review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcast platform you prefer. Thanks so much to our guest today, Isabella Salgado. Our music is by Coltrane Motion. Learn more at coltranemotion.com. You can keep up with everything going on at ASCE and throughout the entire civil engineering profession online at the Civil Engineering Source at source.asce.org. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.